Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so excited to be here with you this afternoon. We have got 3 hours of jam-packed fun and information. So like our agriculture commissioner, Tom Peterson, he's out in his barn working, listening to the Good Neighbor Station. He says every Saturday he's out there listening and doing his work, and he's getting ready for the Washington County Fair next weekend. I may even go out and broadcast live. It is going to be a great time. You know, those county fairs really stretch our stomachs to get us ready for the state fair. Okay. You can't just roll up on the Minnesota State Fair and not have gone to one or two or three county fairs so that your stomach can get stretched. You know, life is all about stretching and growing, and that stomach has to grow, because you can't go from your house to the Minnesota State Fair and think that, you know, your regular diet that you've been eating and a couple of snacks a day is going to prepare you for bacon on a stick and pickle pizza and pronto pups and, you know, Peachy's donuts by the dozen. Your body's not ready. Mm-hmm. It's like working out. These county fairs are workouts for your stomach to get ready for the Minnesota State Fair. And so I can't wait for the Washington County Fair. We look forward to it every year. It's like a precursor for us to get us ready for the Minnesota State Fair. So we go out there and we eat our pronto pups, we eat our turkey legs, we get our stomach ready so that when we go to the fair, we don't get sick when we overeat, because that's what the fair is all about. This is not the healthy food show. This is not the lifestyle show. I plan to go to the fair and just eat up everything that I can find. I go with a pocket full of cash and my babies, and we just, every time we see something, corn, pronto pups, mini donuts, Peachy's donuts, we stop. We take our time. We're strategic too. Like, we have a map in the days that we're going to eat certain things, and yeah. I probably spend about a mortgage out there. Mm-hmm. Yep. At least one mortgage, sometimes two. And you know, I have to pivot and let you guys know that, I don't know if I ever said thank you to this man. I don't know if I've ever told him in public, because he is a very private person, how much I appreciate him. My children, when they were initially diagnosed with autism, they were extremely severe. They could not, they were not potty trained. They could not give me eye contact. They couldn't follow simple commands. I remember the first autism test that they took. the tester asked my son Brandon to touch his tummy and he pulled his ears. And I just remember falling out on the floor thinking, I'm never going to have a college graduate. My children are going to live with me forever. They are never coming out of Pampers. And I just remember praying and asking God to guide me to the answer because I knew I didn't have it. And it was 12:30. As many parents who have special needs kids know, that is the time from about midnight to about 3 or 4 a.m. That's when we can do the laundry. That's when, if it's two of us in the house, one of us can run to the Cub Food because it's up to 24 hours and get the groceries. One of us can do laundry and you know, dust and, you know, any number of things that we have to do that we can't do when the kids are up. And so it was about 12:30 at night, and I remember looking at a University of Minnesota syllabus. And this is how you know the Lord was with me. And at the bottom of the syllabus was this name, Dr. Eric Larson. And so I said, well, let me look him up because I'm a digger of information. I'm like, I don't know who got the answer to help heal my children, but we're going to figure out if this man today. So it was a University of Minnesota special education teacher syllabus, and Dr. Larson's name was on it. And I looked him up and I'd be doggone if he was not the answer. He came to my home as the head of the Lovice Institute Midwest. And he looked at how severe my children were. And I remember what he told me. He said, if you give me your kids in 2 years, I'll give them back to you. And I said, I don't know this man, but something in my spirit is telling me to trust him. And I'm glad I did, because my children went from not talking to talking back. And Daniel is cussing. And Dr. Eric Larson is here from the Lovice Institute Midwest on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. So I can officially, in front of God and everybody listening to this show, sir, say thank you for what you did for my children.
Well, thank you, Shaletta.
And I know you don't brag and you don't like to toot your own horn. So I needed to do that for you. For those folks who are listening, who have a grandchild, who's seen my children's progress and said, you know what? I want what I saw in Shaletta's children. Talk to them about the Lovice Institute Midwest. What's that organization all about?
Well, we started in, 2003. We've been working, through other programs since the 1980s, and then we started our own program here in Minneapolis in 2003, and we've been working with a small number of families, about 45 families every year we're working with in their own homes. As you know, we like to call it a home invasion because we often have five different staff coming into your home each week, providing all the therapy that you're seeking for each of your children.
And I tell you, I told somebody the other day, I was happy to see y'all coming and happy to see y'all go. But when I think about how you changed my children's lives and how you gave them back their lives, people tell me, well, what was the thing that helped your kids the most? It wasn't school. It wasn't that speech therapy. It wasn't that OT. It wasn't that PT. It was that ABA therapy. They got in their house where they are comfortable at with the Lovice Institute. Can you talk to people who've never heard of ABA therapy before and tell them what it's all about?
Sure. You know, we expect that children are responding to the people around them and the places they are 24/7. They're falling asleep in the way they're accustomed to because of the way you put them to bed, and they're waking up in the morning because of the way you wake them up in the morning, and all day long they're talking or playing or watching TV or running around because of the environment they're in. So our goal is to really come into your home and help you understand how to use behavior therapy to teach them to be using language, to be playing with others, and being safe around the community.
And now the thing about it is that you don't just educate and train the children, you educate and train the parents as well. Every week we have parent education classes. You guys would drill me on what to do, you know, when you left, because you're only there for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And after that, I'm behind with the child and I need to know what to do. And so you train the parents as well. And I think that is so important, because I remember when COVID happened, My kids didn't lose any gains because you equipped me with everything I needed to sit down on the floor with my children and run a whole therapy session, not just me, but Sean and Andrew as well. Talk to me about that parent education training component.
Well, just like you exactly said, there during the pandemic, we're pulling out for your safety to not come into your home and infect you with what everybody was worried about. But you knew what to do at that point. And even Andrew knew how to reinforce the kids' use of language and keep them stimulated and play with them in ways that attracted them socially instead of cause them to regress into their own worlds.
And I'm telling you, their developmental pediatrician at the University of Minnesota, Dr. Rebecca Hudock, this is not something that I said or decided, but when my children went, because kids with autism, every year they take an annual evaluation. And when my three children were done with their evaluation, it's a 4-hour test, 2 days in a row. So that's 8 hours of testing. She told me that of all the children on her caseload that she's seen and evaluated post-COVID, that my children were the only ones who did not lose progress from the last evaluation. And that was because I went to the Lovice Institute and they did their parent training. Okay, Dr. Larson, we're going to put you on a brief hold, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about a story. I saw you on KSTP. I saw you sounding the alarm. I saw you trying to save other parents from heartache and heartbreak. What was that story all about? We'll tell you when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:26. It is 12:21. 7:26, 2025. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO, your good neighbor station. That was the sounds of None Above, a local band here in the Twin Cities. Two brothers, two sisters. They play piano and bass and guitar and keyboards, and they sing, and they are amazing. Saw them at a free concert at Mall of America this past Thursday, and they sang Happy Birthday to My Son Brandon, who just turned 13 years old, and he was so delighted and so amazed. And I was so amazed by their performance that we're going to be playing their music all show long, the entire 3 hours. And I've got Dr. Larson here from the Lovas Institute Midwest, and he is the reason, he and his staff are the reason that my children are doing so well in their autism journey. And Dr. Larson, can you believe Brandon is 13? He was 3 years old when you came to my house to begin ABA therapy with him.
Yeah, 13 years old. That's hard to believe. Been 10 years
we've been hanging out and rocking together, meetings and trainings and therapy sessions through the Lovas Institute Midwest. I can't sing your praises enough, sir. I tell all my families about how you took my kids from just surviving to thriving. Brandon and Cameron are no longer getting special education services. Daniel is not far behind. And you know as well as I do, sir, how severe those children were when you got here. And you also understand, Dr. Larson, that early intervention is the key. And, you know, we've been seeing these story after story about fraud in Minnesota, whether it is feeding our futures, and those folks were just prosecuted and are serving federal jail time for the tax dollars that they stole. And now we're looking at another situation that says, you know, 1 in 5 autism clinics are under investigation in the state. And Dr. Larson, you talked to KSTP about this. You said you had sounded the alarm a long time ago. You noticed some things. Tell me about that.
Well, we were just trying to find services for all the families that contact us. So there's 30,000 kids in Minnesota that are receiving medical assistance coverage for their autism. And we're only, ourselves and all our colleagues, we're only serving about 5,000 of them. And So when families are calling us and wanting help, we're calling around. As you know, we're trying to find somebody who's available. So we started calling the list, and DHS last year had a list of about 300 provider locations. So we called them all, and about 100 of them didn't answer our calls, which made us suspicious. They didn't have websites. So I just started talking about how, well, what are all these ghost agencies? And then DHS themselves had connected, without me knowing about it until it came out in the papers, had connected a couple of the autism centers with the Feeding Our Future fraud. And so then they just started working on it. And at this point, there's nothing public about what's going on with those fraud allegations and autism. So we don't know what they're going to tell us when it comes out in public.
And, you know, the thing that's so heartbreaking to me, you know, the money, stealing the money is one thing. That's taxpayer dollars. You know, we pay for these services. This is medical assistance. So this is, you know, one good neighbor helping another good neighbor. But even more so than that for me, Dr. Larson, is the time that, you know, a family is waiting and these places are supposed to be providing services and they don't. And you know, you don't have 6 months to waste. If you're trying to get your kid ready for kindergarten, you don't have 9 months to waste. If you're trying to get your child ready for preschool. So more than just the financial waste, Talk to me about the time and how important it is with this early intervention. If these places are saying they provide services and they don't, and a family is waiting on them to help their child.
Yeah, imagine what you were just telling me about Dr. Hudak's two-day evaluation. These families have gone through all that effort, and you know, it's, you don't just show up on Tuesday, but you got to make an appointment 3 months ahead, and then you got to get over to the U for the assessment. So you're putting a lot of time and effort just getting eligible, and then the person that you're put in contact with then doesn't even serve you, but mm-hmm. they submit bills. And I don't know this, but the allegation is then they're submitting bills on your behalf for services you're not even getting while you're sitting at home still worrying as your children get older and older right in front of you.
And you don't have the knowledge or resources to help them. You're losing crucial time where you're not getting therapy. Mm-hmm. But then these bills come in. And I don't know about anybody else whose children were on medical assistance, but I know when my children were first diagnosed, you know this, Dr. Larson, Sean was not working. I was overnight weekends. We got a household of four, so we were below the poverty line. And so we qualified for assistance based on our income. And these medical assistance bills come. I don't know what they look like. I don't understand this. So I'm sure, Dr. Larson, these families were getting something from the state. For those folks who say, well, weren't they getting some bills from the state? You need to be a rocket scientist to decipher this stuff. It is very difficult as a parent who is trying to keep their head together, to keep their household intact, to help their children with special needs while they wait for services from a provider that is ghosting them because they're fake billing, allegedly. You know, you get this in the mail and you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah, everybody knows who has insurance or Medicaid. Everybody knows how hard it is to read those statements you get every month.
Now, Dr. Larson, what suggestion would you give parents whose children are newly diagnosed with autism and they are looking for a provider? What things do they need to watch out for?
Well, you know, number one, you should be able to go and visit the provider. Our services are in home, so you should expect us to come out and meet with you. And so you're seeing us in person, and you know whether or not we're delivering a service to you. But if it's at a center or if it's at a school, you should be able to go and see what's actually going on. And sometimes you show up and there's nothing going on. You can't get in the door. And then if you're savvy enough, you could be comparing those statements you're getting with not being able to walk in the front door. And now you know something's really wrong. But any provider that's not willing to meet with you face to face, either in a center or in your own home, that's bad news. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember not only one time, but how many times, excuse me, how many times every couple of months, if I had a concern, you or a senior member of your team were here auto-correcting, helping us to get our house right, to move things out of the way, stretching us as parents and the children so that we can be the success story that we are today. I thank God for you and Sean Kay and Chelsea and Caitlin and Kaylee and Emma and everybody on your team for not only what you did for the children, but also what you did for me. Now, I'm getting a whole bunch of text messages because people think, Dr. Larson, that we just talking and we hanging out, and they think they hanging out with us too, and they are, but then they text me during the show, and they have questions, like, in real time. They literally be calling and picking up the phone like they finna get on the radio on my phone. And so, what I'm getting right now is, how can I be involved? How can I take part? How can I help fund? Because I know you take donations. What is it that the Lovaas Institute needs to keep doing this work? Are you hiring? You know, how can people be a part of the good work that you're doing that they know has results because they've seen it in my children?
Well, we set up a foundation to increase the number of providers. As you know, also, what restricts us is there's only so many therapists available to come out and work with you. So we've set up a foundation called the Autism Recovery Foundation that pays scholarships to these staff to get the school training they need to become eligible to get the coverage that you need them to get.
And how it's can called, folks get in touch with that, with y'all for that?
Well, you can Google Autism Recovery Foundation, and I'm pretty sure it'll show up. And we accept donations for that. And we also offer small grants to families to supplement their therapy. So families use our grants to buy the therapy materials and things and safety locks for their doors and things that they need to go along with therapy.
Okay. Now, this is just the Lord putting something on my heart. Do y'all have a gala or a fundraiser or something coming up?
We do. There's going to be a community event coming up in about a month. And I'm sorry I don't have that information right in front of me, but I can email that to you after our
call.
Hold on.
Let me see. Because I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part. I want to buy a table. I want to participate. I want to do whatever it is that I can to help you with this event. So wait a minute. Is this the one on August 27th, Saturday, August 27th from 9 to noon in Richfield?
Yeah, 2025. You got the right
year.
Yes.
No.
You got it.
No, let's do it. Okay. So y'all go to www.autismrecoveryfoundation.org and they've got an event coming up. We are going to just light up the room. There is a place on there where you can make a donation. There is a place on there where you can contact, where you can volunteer. There's a list of services and programs, the Autism Recovery Foundation. All right, Dr. Larson, when I finish this show, I'm going to call you because I want to participate in some way for this event and help you help other families like mine. Everybody should have a Lovice Institute success story.
That would be wonderful.
All right. We will talk soon, my friend. It is 12:33. We will be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 12:36. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. That is the new Sounds of Blackness song, We're Unstoppable, featuring None Above, a local family band. I'm telling you, you heard it here first. None Above is going to blow up like Prince, like Morris Day and the Time. If you have an event or a fundraiser or anything coming up, you want to book this young family band. I saw them at the Mall of America on Thursday. They performed a free concert. I took my kids there. They found out it was my son's Brandon's birthday. They sang happy birthday to him and proceeded to rock the rotunda for 50 solid minutes. They play their own instruments. They're great singers. They interacted with the crowd. They had us out there, 50-year-old women, 60-year-old women, and so our knees are 60. But when they start playing that yacht rock, when they start playing Prince, when they start playing the Commodores and Kool & the Gang, we got out there like our heart was 20, but our knees were 60. Somebody said we look like the kids dancing in a Charlie Brown Christmas cartoon. We were just all over the floor. We were getting down, but sadly, some of us, we could not get back up. And you know, one of the things that I love most about living in Minnesota is our parks. Because I work in news and you know, you travel around to different markets and you live somewhere for 2 years and live another place for 3 years, go to another place for 4 years, you get a feel of the city. And so the one thing that I've always loved about Minnesota, and it's the reason why toward the end of my career, I am making this place my home, is the parks. You know, we got a little playground in the backyard, but if we decided to get out of our house and walk somewhere, we have like 4 parks within walking distance and 2 within biking distance. We have, thanks to our county commissioner, Carla Bangham, and Justin Olson, our city councilman, we have an adaptive playground that we can bike or walk to for children who have special needs. And so I just appreciate the way our parks are taken care of. And same is true for Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Park Foundation and Minneapolis Parks, they're celebrating the start of construction at North Commons Park. It's going to be a renewal, the largest investment ever in a Minneapolis neighborhood park. And I am so excited to have Sean Lewis joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sean, it has been too long since you have been on this show. I am so glad that you are finally back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Shelda. I'm so glad to be here and wonderful to be able to talk with your audience about what we're doing with North Commons Park.
Now, I wanted to get a jump because, you know, this thing about media is you want to be the first to tell everybody about it. So y'all having a news conference on Tuesday, but I wanted to be the first one to tell my listeners so that when they see it on the news, they'll say, oh, we saw that on Shaletta. We heard about that on Shaletta's show. Shaletta's already talked about that. So let's give everybody the scoop about what's going to happen Tuesday, about this big renewal, this transformation, the largest investment ever in a Minneapolis park neighborhood.
Yes, we're having a groundbreaking ceremony that's going to take place Tuesday, July 29th at 11 a.m. And that will be at the North Commons Park, which is located at 1801 James Avenue North. And we're so excited that we're at this phase of the project. A lot of people have been telling me, oh, you've been talking about this, Sean. You've been out in the community. You know, you've been engaging people. But when are you all going to start? So now It is in progress. The first phase of this was tearing down the water park and prepping some areas. So that's going to take place again on Tuesday, the 29th at 11 a.m. And everyone is invited, as you talked about, not only your park, Minneapolis parks, you know, parks are supported by taxpayers' dollars, and it's an opportunity for taxpayers to see their dollars at work.
Yes. And, you know, it's also an opportunity to invest in the community and the youth. I know from, you know, we're from a time and an age where you left home in the morning during the summer and you better not come back unless you needed to eat. You would eat on the porch and then go back to the park. And the park is where you played. The park was a place where you came to gather. A park was where the elders were. And there was safety and love and support and community at the park. And the fact that they're investing in this park is investing in the future of families. Talk to me about that.
Well, you said it all. What you describe is what I want people to think about, is the life cycle of being involved with the park. You start at a very young age where, you know, maybe parents or your little or older brothers and sisters take you to the park. And when you're at the park, you experience many things. Maybe you're exposed to sports, because you got to remember that a lot of young people are exposed to sports, and they get the rules, they get the exposure, and they get dealing with the coaches. But as you get older, you may be involved with parks. And then as you have family and kids, you get involved with parks. And as you retire, you get involved in parks. So North Commons is a park that is 25.5 acres. It's in its 9 city blocks. It is a very large neighborhood park that I believe that you could have major events go on simultaneously, and they wouldn't even touch each other. But the thing that's exciting is that the redevelopment and expansion of the park, you know, the building was built in the 70s as well as a water park, and the water park is shot. And so there's going to be a totally rebuilt water park, 40,000 square feet with 3 pools for swimmers of different ages and abilities, and a slide and an ample deck and shading for lounging. And then you think about the rec center, you know, so people are connected to the older rec center. We're going to keep that, but we're going to retrofit that. And then we're going to expand around the rec center where the parking lot used to be. And we're going to have a 3-court field gymnasium where you're going to be able to do things like basketball, volleyball, and pickleball as well. And then above that will be a elevated track where you can run and run around. So that'll be year round as well. So those are just some of the powerful amenities that are taking place that can transform people's lives.
This is going to be amazing. One of the things that I'm excited about, Sean, is Minneapolis Park System's first field house. That's a big deal. Talk to me a little bit about that before you go, because this is the first one.
Yeah. There's different classifications. You can have regional parks like Minnehaha Park. You can have Theater Worth Park. But having it at a neighborhood level park is unusual, and it would be the first one that would take place. And this park has a history of doing things in terms of being first. So this is nothing new for the park's history. And I'm so happy that we are involved with that, you know, and with us, you know, we're raising $20 million of private dollars, and we have just $3.8 million to go. So we're very proud of that. And so, you know, it's something where we feel that it fits with our mission, that we are a organization that is involved in transforming people's lives through parks and public spaces, through community vision, as well as aligning it with philanthropic resources. So the community said they, in the planning process, that we want a park where our kids can play tournaments and have all kinds of activities and events there. Because when it comes to the tournament stuff, basketball's big, other tournaments are big. Many of the kids in the north and north seaside have to go out into the suburbs. And they say, we'll go out there with our team, but when are they going to come into the city? So there was intentionality of saying, how do we create a facility so those type of tournaments can be played on the north side, and people from the northeast would have access to the facility on the north side as well. So dealing with a sense of equity and fairness amongst that. So that is what is exciting about this.
Well, we are all excited. I can't wait till Tuesday. You heard it here first. We broke the news. I gave you the scoop. A transformative park, a renewal, the largest investment ever in a Minneapolis neighborhood park. North Commons Park happens on Tuesday at 11 a.m. So look for it on your local news on Tuesday evening. It'll probably be all over the paper, but it's right here now on The Shaletta Show. We'll be back. That is Pocket Lover. That is none above a local family band out of Woodbury. They perform throughout the great state of Minnesota. Two sisters, two brothers, Ed Nunn's children. He is their manager. And I tell you what, I was so blown away when I saw them perform a free concert at Mall of America on Thursday. So throughout the summer, once a month, I believe, or once every few weeks, Mall of America is hosting a series of free concerts where you can come on a Thursday evening, bring your family, listen to some music, and have a good time. Well, this one with None Above coordinated with my son Brandon's 13th birthday. I cannot believe it myself. When we moved to Minnesota 10 years ago, Brandon was 3. He had been diagnosed with autism, and we were living in Texas at the time. The wait list to get services in Texas was 10 years. The wait list in Minnesota was 7 months. So we packed up like the Beverly Hillbillies, and we moved to Cottage Grove and enrolled in services. And one of those was Eric Larson's Lovice Institute Midwest, as you heard in the previous segment earlier this hour, how they work in the home with not just the children, but educating the parents as well, and how they have transformed my children who couldn't at one point talk or make eye contact. And now Daniel's cussing. We have to give him a list of words to say, like fiddlesticks and jumping Jehoshaphat, so that he won't say any four-letter words. And I'm so excited that he's talking. Sometimes I forget to be mad at him and put him on punishment that he's cussing. And so we were there, and it was Brandon's birthday, and it got back to the group that we were celebrating Brandon's birthday. They probably saw us because we gave him a little phone. He's got his own phone now. We're standing in the audience, and they sang happy birthday to my child. My little autistic son, they called him up to the stage and sang happy birthday and invited the entire rotunda to do the same. And that place was packed and full. And the happy tears I cried, he cried. He was so overwhelmed because, you know, one of the things about kids with autism is, are they ever going to be able to make friends? Is somebody going to be able to understand them and not judge them if they flap their hands or if they squeal or if they're a little bit more reserved or afraid to do things while the other friends are jumping off the diving board? Will they respect the fact that they just want to wait and maybe see other kids do it before they get out there and do it? You know, not that they won't do it, but they might just take their time to get it done. And the fact that they were so gracious to, you know, support and celebrate my baby, and not just like, hi, happy birthday, Brandon. I mean, they like called him up and sang, stopped their show and sang happy birthday. Oh my God, y'all. I know my friend Charlotte, who is driving a ferryboat right now, is probably driving and crying and wiping away tears because her baby girl has been diagnosed with autism as well, Kylie. And she and I are autism mamas. And so we understand and know how much that means to our kids, right? And so after, you know, the whole happy birthday thing, this group, these kids were freaking amazing. Like they were doing yacht rock. They did Michael McDonald, What a Fool Believes. They did Michael Jackson, PYT. They did some Prince, She's Always in My Hair. And they are playing their own instruments. This is not a track. They've got one sister on the keyboard, one brother on the drum, one brother on the bass, and the sister on the guitar. And they are all singing, and they are all performing, and they are all amazing. And they each had a turn to do lead, and the voices are strong and good. I mean, these kids, and I say kids, but I'm sure they're in their like late teens, early 20s. They are seasoned. They are good. They are talented. And so I told Mr. Ed, I said, listen, you got to come on my radio show because I got to get the backstory on your kids and this group and how this came about, because they didn't just come here overnight. This took years and years and years of work and practice and lessons and, you know, to be in the rotunda at the Mall of America and have at least 100, maybe 150 people out there, you know, and I'm not talking about like passerbys. You know what, people, you know, you're in the mall, you stop and you see somebody singing and you stop and listen. No, I'm talking about people were seated, people were standing, people were dancing. Like the front of the stage was the dance floor. Like I was out there dancing because y'all know how I am about Yacht Rock. There were a lot of other ladies who were out there dancing. It was like we had worked all day and we needed a release. And these kids were amazing. I immediately told Sean, the kid's father, he was there with us. And I said, listen, you got a Christmas party coming up with the Monitors, the group that you're in. Y'all need to book this band for y'all Christmas party. They are. And he was like, I didn't even think about it. And he's over there jamming. He was like, they're doing two sets. Let's stay for the second set. And the kids were like, Dad, we're sleepy. You know, because my kids go to bed at 7:50. So they're like, Daddy, we're sleepy. And they, you know, they had eaten and we had danced for 50 minutes. And so they were ready to go home. But I mean, we could have stayed for the second set. They were so good. And they had a following and they were so poised on stage. So I'm telling anybody that hires me for emceeing and hosting and keynoting at the rest of the events that I have booked this year, and I've got about 10 up until the end of December, if they don't have their entertainment, these are the people you need to hire because they are awesome. I call the people at Frasier. I'm doing some work with them. They've got their gala coming up on November 7th. That's a Friday. I sent a note to Diane Cross, the CEO at Frasier. I was like, look, I don't know who you got doing your entertainment, but these kids, none above, you need to take a look at the video. And they saw the videos on their website. I think it's noneabove.com, and it's N-U-N-N above. And they were like, because their last name is Nun. And they cute how they did that. And so Miss Diane was like, oh my God, this is amazing. We got to find a way to get them booked. She was like, we already got our entertainment, but I mean, we could do like a pre-concert or maybe they could perform at the after party. We've got to find a way to get them performing at our event. And I was like, yes, Miss Diane, you have to find a way to get these kids to perform. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have our, you know, traditional cover bands that we get and it's the same people over and over again. And then we wonder like, why, you know, why we don't have like increased ticket sales or the donations are kind of flat. It's because you keep doing the same thing. It's time to do something different, especially if you have an organization that supports children. Go with the young people. You know, go with the young people. Nothing against anybody else. But if you have an organization and you're raising money or you're having a gala or a fundraiser of some kind, and it's all about youth and young people, why not have a band that's young? That reflects the people that you are serving. And it gives your audience who comes year after year after year, the same people, because you know how it is. It's your friends, it's your family, it's the people who work there. Give them something new to see and look at, something for them to enjoy. I'm telling you, I wish they'd have had a tip jar, because I owed them money when I left that free concert at Mall of America. They gave us whatever Mall of America paid them. They could have doubled it because they gave them their money's worth. So the website is noneabove, N-U-N-N, above.com. They're right here in the Twin Cities. We're going to be playing their music all show long, and we're going to be talking to the dad of the group, the manager, Mr. Ed Nunn, on the Shaletta Show when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.